Tasmania is taking the lead with historic reform to target LGBTQIA+ convictions by offering compensation to those previously penalised for homosexuality and cross-dressing offences. The two bills have received bipartisan support and are currently being debated in Tasmanian Parliament in an effort to expunge historic offences under former laws. The move aims to improve the state's historically dark relationship with the LGBTQIA+ community after refusing to decriminalise same-sex marriage between men until 1997, making them the last state in Australia to adopt changes. The Wire's Emma Watsky spoke with Equality Tasmania spokesperson Rodney Croom to find out more.
There are two important pieces of legislation before the Tasmanian Parliament now. One is to provide harsher penalties for prejudice and hate-motivated crime. And for the first time, that will include hate crime against LGBTIQA+ people. This legislation is the best in Australia because it includes the widest number of social groups, not just LGBTIQA+ people, but people with disabilities, people of faith, and many others. And it also has the most advanced ways in Australia of trying to determine if crime is motivated by hate and prejudice. The Tasmanian Parliament is currently debating, and I'm hopeful will pass, legislation that will allow the government to provide financial redress, that's financial payments, to people who in the past were victims of the state's former laws against homosexuality and cross-dressing. And Tasmania will be the first place in Australia to allow that kind of redress for people who are victim survivors.
Under the proposed financial redress scheme, what could outcomes look like in a financial sense for those previously charged, convicted or jailed for homosexuality?
A Tasmanian inquiry looked at this. It looked at the compensation that's available overseas in places like Germany and Spain and France and Canada. It came up with three figures, $15,000 for someone who's charged, $45,000 for someone who is charged and convicted, and $75,000 for someone who was given a sentence, like a jail term or fines or sent to a mental asylum. We know that there are some men still alive to whom that happened, or who were given community orders. Although that will not compensate them for all of the trauma and pain they experienced, it will be a way of the Tasmanian government and people saying, we are sorry, this should never have happened.
Tasmania was the last Australian state to decriminalise homosexuality and the only state to criminalise cross-dressing until the year 2000. Now it's set to be the first to offer compensation to these now abolished crimes. What could this political or legislative reform signify at a societal or individual level, do you think?
I think these reforms indicate Tasmania truly has turned a corner, and community attitudes were pretty negative in the 1990s. There were anti-gay rallies in Tasmania to protest against decriminalisation. But since then, Tasmania has changed profoundly.
Do you think that these current bills could potentially set a precedent for the rest of the nation?
I'm hopeful that it will definitely set a precedent. All Australia's states and territories had laws against homosexuality at some stage, even though they were repealed earlier than the laws in Tasmania. For instance, in New South Wales and Victoria, those laws were repealed in the 1980s. In 1989 in WA, in the early 90s in Queensland, in South Australia it was earlier, it was 1975. But in those states where the laws were repealed, at least in the 80s and 90s, there would still be many elderly men around who were victims of those laws and who would benefit immensely from the redress that we're talking about in Tasmania. So I'd strongly urge the other states to seriously consider this and go down the same path. I'd hope that nationally we can have consistent laws which provide some kind of justice for people who experienced that deep injustice. And just to remind your listeners, this was no light thing. The laws against homosexuality were considered very serious at the time. These men were tried in the Supreme Court, so it was covered in the newspapers. At a time when being gay was deeply stigmatised, they would often experience the loss of their jobs, their homes, of their family, their friends, and certainly in Tasmania, many moved interstate, and quite a number took their own lives. The trauma that was inflicted by these old laws is lifelong trauma, and the least we can do, I think, is provide them with some kind of financial recompense when they seek, as is the case in Tasmania, when they seek to have their records expunged, erased, then that payment will be automatic.
And from my understanding, at least 100 men were convicted for, quote, unnatural sexual intercourse and quote, gross indecency in Tasmania between 1945 and the mid-1980s. Some of those men could possibly be potentially no longer alive. What happens here? Will family receive the compensation, or has that been discussed yet?
You're right that many will have died. Because Tasmania was the last state to decriminalise, there were men arrested and convicted in the 70s and 80s who are still very much with us. And I'm hoping that they will apply for this. I'm personally aware of families that lost loved ones through suicide because they were convicted under these laws. So it is important, I think, that we consider those families. The payment scheme that the Tasmanian government has before Parliament now raises issues in terms of families. Who is the money paid to? If it is paid, what amount it should be? And I'm hopeful that there can be an ongoing discussion about how we help those families through the trauma that they experienced. Still today, the younger members of those families, you know, will have inherited the trauma that their parents or grandparents experienced from having a loved one, a brother or a son or whatever, appear before the Supreme Court and be convicted of being gay. It's important because it's so easily forgotten. I've seen that in social media responses to the current debate in Tasmania, of people saying, was it really that bad? Should we be paying the money? They've forgotten how deeply traumatic it was.
That was Equality Tasmania spokesperson Rodney Croom speaking with The Wire's Emma Watsky.